morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Attorney General Mark Herring. How are you?
Doing fantastic, thank you.
First of all, I just want to say I'm thankful for what you're doing within your office. You announced this week that you're creating a statewide reentry coordinator position, an online reentry portal within the Attorney General's office. Would you please expound on that?
Yeah, well, earlier this week we announced the statewide reentry coordinator position and the reentry portal. For a number of years now, Virginia has developed a fairly comprehensive plan to address reentry and recidivism reduction for state inmates. But the local jails, the local corrections facilities, really didn't have that kind of state support. And it was up to each individual sheriff to decide whether they wanted to have any reentry programs and to develop their own programs. And to be sure, there are some sheriffs who are already doing great work. Sheriff Woody right here in Richmond.
Yes.
Is a believer in these kinds of programs. He has substance abuse treatment programs. He helps families stay connected with inmates. But there are still a lot of sheriffs around the state that could really use this kind of help. And these types of reentry programs, first of all, they really help the prisoners when they are, and the inmates when they are released after they've served their sentences, they're released into the community. We know that they will have a much better shot at successful reentry and becoming responsible members of the community again if they have help. We certainly want to hold people accountable for their actions, but we don't want to have these kinds of barriers, whether it's housing, job training, substance abuse treatment, all of those things are barriers that make it very difficult for a prisoner to successfully reenter the community. What we want to do is try to knock some of those barriers down, help them become responsible members of the community again, and it's good for taxpayers, it's good for the inmates and their families, and helps really create safer neighborhoods and communities.
A.G. Herring, I just want to jump in here. A lot of folks who are being released from prison here in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and you know I do voter registration and restoration of rights across the Commonwealth, and the number one question they ask, of course they want to register to vote, but who is going to hire me? So with the reentry, could we connect with some businesses to see if we can get these ex-offenders jobs?
That is a really big issue, and one of the things that the coordinator can help with is when the local sheriffs want to move forward with the reentry program and help a previous offender get work and get employment, is make connections between the local community services that are available and make sure that the inmates, former inmates, can get connected with them, whether it's the Virginia Employment Commission, faith-based groups that are trying to help these folks, or other community-based services. And so the reentry coordinator can work with the local sheriff and make sure that these inmates, as they are released and the ex-offenders are released, can make sure that they can utilize those services and they'll have materials. And it's also important to make sure that there's a supportive family network that is engaged.
Yeah.
And these reentry programs also help make sure that the families of these ex-offenders know that it's important for them to help and provide that kind of support and be engaged.
I think it's a great deal that you're doing here in the Commonwealth of Virginia for taking this on so early in office. And my team, Rolling for Freedom, we're willing to assist you in any way possible.
Well, thank you. And thanks for all your good work on helping ex-offenders get their voting rights back. That's also a huge issue. And we're going to continue the effort in the General Assembly to try to get the automatic restoration of rights. It's going to take some time. We should have had it done by now, and we're going to keep fighting for it.
A.G. Mark Herring, thank you so much.
Attorney General Mark Herring, thank you so much.
Thank you.